Thank you. Thank you, Marty, and thank you all. I'm never fully comfortable accepting an award for simply doing one's job. But in this case, I'm not just proud, but I'm very grateful for the opportunity it provides me to thank you for what you are doing and for what you represent to this state. You are builders. You are dreamers, but you are also doers. Indiana needs those qualities. Indiana needs people with the foresight and the gumption to think big and to imagine things that are not in being today and to commit themselves to being not just a good but a great state. That's what I see in this room. That's what I have come to know about the members of this organization as I've gotten to know you one by one over recent years. Some have worried, and Marty made mention, that maybe Hoosiers would shrink from the prospects of change and from the hard work and the disruption that change does cause. Some have worried that there'd be a counter-reaction to the proposals for bold action and moving forward that we collectively have laid before our fellow citizens. I think they can stop worrying. I took a lot of heart this week from noticing that the advocates of change were reinforced. Those who ran on proudly on the record of the last few years won. Those who were attacked most directly for the Major Moves program to build, to have a record setting building boom in this state, without exception, won. I always would bet, and I hope you'll always bet, on the common sense, the business sense, the horse sense of Hoosiers, to know a great deal when they see one, and to embrace positive ideas if they're carefully thought through that will advance the interests of this state and everybody in it, every single person in it. The word is spreading, as Marty said, about Indiana. Next week in Washington, I'm getting some other award that is related to the Major Moves project. Yesterday or the day before, Bond Buyer Magazine named it the Deal of the Year in America for its creativity in advancing the public interest, the citizens of its state. And what probably caught more attention, because it has a slightly larger circulation, some of you will have seen in the most recent Reader's Digest a very persuasive, typically concise summary of the national infrastructure crisis, in which we're failing even to maintain the roads and bridges and other essential facilities that we have, let alone think big, dream big, build big for the future. And in typical Digest fashion, it said, can we do anything about it? Here are five things we could do. Number five was, try the Indiana plan. So I take a lot of heart from the last 2 years. It's only a start, as well you know, a modest one on all the things that we must do. But not a bad start, in my opinion. When you live where we live, when you have the kind of economy we have and can have, the simplest and most, perhaps most important economic statement to bear in mind is that roads equals jobs. And therefore, the job of road builders in government and in the private sector is central to the future success of all Hoosiers, every one. We have been well served these last 2 years by someone I dragged out of a happy retirement to head the Indiana Department of Transportation and try to lead us to a new era. Tom Sharp did that. With reluctance and with real appreciation, I have accepted his resignation and named Carl Browning here at the front table who as his replacement. Under Tom, Indiana has something this state and no state, I suspect, has ever had. A fully prioritized, fully funded in advance, 10-year road program that will quadruple the amount of new construction and break a record every consecutive year for 10 years of investment in the future of this state. When I wrote back to Tom this morning, I closed it by saying that there aren't many jobs where a person for the rest of their lives will be able to see the physical evidence of their hard work coming into being right in front of their eyes. But he will, and all of you who have helped get us to this point will, and that ought to be a very satisfying thing. Carl Browning's got an unprecedented and a tough assignment. As I've told the people of NDAT, the historic, age-old excuse for why we can only do so much and why we can only move so fast, namely, we're out of money, is over. Money's in the bank by the billions. It's collecting interest at $500,000 a day. And the job of NDOT now is to re-engineer their processes. You need to help. Find ways to take a week out of this step and a month out of that step and overlap those two processes so that end-to-end things happen faster in this state. We did not go through all that just to watch the interest accumulate. The job of NDOT and everybody who participates in Indiana transportation infrastructure is money out of the bank, into the ground, fast as possible, efficiently as possible. I hope you'll help. I thank you for the recognition, but awards are about the past. And so I would rather use this opportunity to talk about the future. We must be relentlessly about the future in this state. Why did we think through, bring to being major moves? Because roads do equal jobs, especially here at the crossroads of America. And after a lot of thought, a lot of consultation with local officials and road experts and economic development experts, we think we've got another idea that also has tremendous possibilities to bring jobs and employment and a higher standard of living to the crossroads of America. Indiana, like no other state already, is home to a host of interstate highways. They connect right around here, but they don't fully connect. In fact, traffic on those roads is so busy these days that it is beginning to become a problem. Anybody who uses I-465 knows this. And I hope that you will help and the next General Assembly will give us the permission to create the next bold step forward in Indiana transportation and for the Indiana economy. We propose to build a road we would call the Indiana Commerce Connector, a 75-mile interstate quality road to connect I-69 somewhere in the vicinity of Pendleton, crossing I-70 somewhere in the vicinity of Greenfield, I-74 somewhere near Shelbyville, 65 somewhere near Franklin, the new 69 somewhere near Martinsville, and continuing on up to the vicinity of the Indianapolis Airport. This one relatively short road, in our opinion, first of all, would create six job magnets, six spectacular economic development sites anywhere one interstate crosses another, let alone connects to several others, should become a location we can market to the businesses of this world. We believe that the Commerce Connector would not only bring dynamic growth to the counties and areas it passes through, but to communities radiating out on those other interstates, which instantly would become closer to customers further along any of the other interstates. We would seek through this project to link and leverage this unique asset of multiple interstate highways in a way that makes every one of them and every community along each of them more attractive and more valuable. We have talked to local officials carefully at all around the route, I can report unanimous enthusiasm and interest and support. They have the vision to see what it could mean to their towns, their counties, and the people in them. And we would obviously work very, very closely with them to find a route which was optimal from every standpoint, cost, environmental sensitivity, but also economic development potential. I propose that this road be built in the modern way as a public-private partnership. This is the way that so many roads around the country are being built today. This would be a toll road built with my favorite revenue source, other people's money. This is very common, as the professionals in this room know, certainly all over the world and increasingly in the U.S. There are 11 P3 toll roads operating today in 7 states. Already underway, there are 13 more in 6 states, representing $26 billion of private money to construct roads, now that the gas tax no longer generates enough money to do all the things we'd like to do. We believe that the Indiana Commerce Connector is ideally suited to this new mode of construction, which has many additional advantages, including speed. We think end-to-end, this road could be, parts of this road could be available in a few years and all of it in 10. And I must also point out, along the lines of using my favorite source of funds, as with our existing toll road, a very high fraction, it's clear, of the tolls that would support its construction and its maintenance would be paid by out-of-state traffic, which otherwise passes through Indiana for free. Now, we have thought of and devised the Commerce Connector idea principally as an economic bold stroke, but it will have great additional follow-on advantages. As we have discovered, as we've thought it through and talked it through and conferred with all the people we've consulted with. First of all, it will generate substantial savings from the dollars NDOT will otherwise have to spend trying to make the northeast corner, the southwest corner, and all the other connections to 465 livable. If you cast your mind forward, even a few years from today, we already have congestion problems, of course, at Fishers and other places. We will chase our tail. My successors will chase their tails for the rest of time trying to build enough capacity on 465 if we continue to dump all that traffic, especially through traffic and commercial and truck traffic, into that loop. We believe the savings, first of all, in terms of congestion, will maintain the economic vitality of Indianapolis and all the communities around it, make life much more livable. And we believe the savings number in the hundreds of millions of dollars of money that will otherwise have to be spent to expand 465 and the connections to it. That's money we can use elsewhere in Indiana. Secondly, we believe there is very likely to be, if we are permitted to go to the marketplace with this idea, not only enthusiasm about building the road, but the offer and the auction that would ensue of substantial funds for the right to do that and to run it for a fixed term. We could take that money in a lump, as we did with Major Moves, or we could take it in a stream of payments or some combination of the above, but we think there's a lot of value there. And I would just say that each time we have contemplated a creative move, we have tried to be conservative in our estimates, and so far we have. We said tax amnesty would bring $65 million. It brought four times that. We said major moves, we hoped, would bring a couple billion. It brought twice that. So we think there's reality to this. And that, again, is money that we can use and really need to have for other purposes. And let me specify the biggest of those, because the other follow-on advantage, and a big one, of building this, we think, economic boom engine would be for I-69. I have been a supporter of that project. It is now underway. Thanks to Major Moves, and only to Major Moves, we have enough money in the bank to build that road at least as far as Crane Surface Warfare Center. We are going to start that project in 2008. We've waited long enough in Indiana, and the bulldozer is going to roll about 2 years from now. But there have been legitimate concerns about how we do it, continuing concerns, and we've listened to that, and we've thought a lot about it. And the Commerce Connector offers an even better way to make I-69 real. We believe that the revenue that would come off the Commerce Connector exceeds, probably significantly exceeds, the tolling revenue we could get from I-69 on the design that is there. Again, I've always said I've tried to be dead level honest with the people of this state. I-69 will need another revenue source in order to finish the job. Major Moves got us a substantial part of the way home. I believe the Commerce Connector can finish the job. And it is a better way. It addresses the concerns of those who were troubled about a toll on I-69 or a toll of part of I-69. So today we say we've got a better answer. I'll ask the legislature to transfer the tolling P3 authority that they gave us for I-69 to the Commerce Connector. We'll build I-69 as a free road all the way and use the Commerce Connector to bring an enormous economic bounty to much of Indiana and to help us finish the job. I hope we'll have your support for this suggestion. Like Major Moves, I believe the Commerce Connector has the chance to be an economic home run, and need I remind you, without a penny of tax increase and without leaving a penny of borrowing costs to our children. Secondly, both by the money it will save and the money it will raise, to free up dollars for the rest of Indiana and for all the hopes we have and all the new projects and all the new needs we hope to create. You know, I've said to folks many times that that huge gap that people said could never be closed, the shortfall in Indiana's between the transportation we need and the dollars we had coming before Major Moves, I always said my goal was to make that problem worse. And we are. Because when we bring a Honda, it costs some extra money to build some extra roads to support those extra jobs. And there have been a lot of that coming along, and we intend to continue worsening that problem by bringing new jobs and economic activity to this state. So, yes, we need the savings, and we need the additional revenue that I think this can generate. And beyond the tangible, literally concrete contributions it could make, I believe this project would show again to the nation and the world that today's Indiana is a place of new ideas and a place of progress, a place where people dream and believe and are not content to settle for second best. I apologize if I have abused the forum today to bring you this idea. Obviously, I'm grateful for the award that was really your reason for inviting me. But I didn't see on my schedule a better place to lay this out than here in front of not just experts, but dreamers who are also doers, who are also builders, who are the kind of people who are willing to think big and then act big. And those are the kind of people and the kind of deeds that we're going to use to make Indiana great. Thank you very much.